Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Good morning. Joining us now, Greg Klein. He's the co-founder of Red Maryland, a conservative blog about Republican politics in the free state of Maryland. Klein is also an attorney in Maryland. Greg, good morning. Good to have you here on Mornings on the Mall.
Good morning. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Sure thing. So an interesting overnight. We're getting new numbers for the first time. Financial disclosures giving us at least a financial sense of the Democrats who are going to be jockeying to seize back the governorship from Larry Hogan. Give us a breakdown of what you think of those numbers and who's now considered a front runner based on that.
Well, I think when you look at the numbers, and we've got them all broken down at redmaryland.com, the thing that jumps out is Governor Hogan, and you guys mentioned this earlier, has more cash on hand than all the Democrats put together.
That's right.
The other thing that jumps out, and when you look at the numbers, is the burn rate, as we call it. A lot of these guys raise a lot of money, but they spend a lot of it as well. So the actual cash on hand is pretty low. Kevin Kamenetz did surprisingly well, even though he's kind of trailing Rusher and Baker in the polls. Baker put up a respectable number. Ben Jealous is one of those guys who has kind of a statewide following.
Yeah, that he's former kind of NAACP head.
Right. He's kind of tied for second in the polls with Kevin Kamenetz and trailing Rusher and Baker, but his burn rate is particularly high, so he doesn't have as much cash on hand. Jim Shea, who's the attorney from Baltimore, way behind in the polls. A lot of your listeners are probably saying, who? But he raised a decent number. That's his background. Interesting to see where he goes. What's fascinating is, you know, as these Democrats start to become more and more competitive, and when you look at recent polling, especially the recent Gonzalez poll, the main candidates, Kamenetz and Rusher and Baker, tend to have kind of regional followings, which makes sense since they're county executives in large counties in different parts of the state. They're going to have to spend a lot of this money just to get their name recognition and everything else before they go up against Governor Hogan and his huge war chest and his huge approval rating. So I think Kevin Kamenetz did surprisingly well. I think it makes him a little bit more competitive.
Right.
I think Rusher and Baker is quickly becoming kind of the favorite in the race. Ben Jealous has been doing well in the polls, but his fundraising is kind of a question mark. And, you know, as far as the rest of the field, who knows? Maybe they become lieutenant governor candidates with some of these other folks, some interesting numbers. But really the big story is Governor Hogan just lapping the field.
Yeah, speaking of Governor Hogan, he's on course to become the first Republican governor to be reelected in Maryland in 64 years. And as you said, he has a huge war chest. But Maryland is becoming more and more blue. You've got the fight over minimum wage and hiking that on a statewide level, and you see counties doing it on their own. Is that sentiment, though, even though he has a high approval rating, going to work against him?
That's what the Democrats are counting on. Maryland is a very Democratic state. I think the Maryland Democratic Party, particularly core Democrats, are going further and further to the left, which has been an issue in this campaign. We've talked about it at redmaryland.com. But the governor really is kind of in the center, moderate. He's not a hard right Republican. And I think one of the things that came out in the most recent Gonzalez poll was that right now, 24% of likely Democrat voters are ready to vote for Larry Hogan for reelection. So while the state's very Democratic, it's not quite as progressive as I think leading Maryland Democrats hope it will be. But, you know, look, you look at the registration numbers, you look at the lay of the land, the ceiling for Governor Hogan's probably only 55%. That he could get. The Democrats are counting on a big blue wave coming out this November, so there's a lot that can happen. But it's hard to imagine how Governor Hogan could do any more than he's doing to get reelected, and as you say, for the first time since Theodore McKeldin in the 50s.
It's real quick, last thing on Governor Hogan for now. He's released the state budget, and it's a $17 billion state budget as he goes, fights with Democrats in the General Assembly. What do you make? Anything jump out at you in that budget?
Yeah, lots of things. And it's this budget is exactly why he has a 71% approval rating. He increases spending a very small amount, less than the increase in revenues, about 2% in state spending. No tax increases for the fourth year in a row, which seems like a record in Maryland. He's actually funded $700 million in tax fee and toll relief and has more in this budget. He's got record spending on K through 12 education for the fourth year in a row. So the governor's shown that he can fund priorities without raising taxes and balancing the budget and actually give some tax relief to Marylanders, which a lot of Marylanders are thinking is an awfully good way to run the state.
It's no wonder. He's one of the most popular governors in the country, actually. Let's talk about the other big Maryland candidate news this past week, which is Chelsea Manning jumping into the Senate race. How much of a chance does a Chelsea Manning have of upending Ben Cardin? And, you know, does name ID play a big role here at all?
Well, first off, I got to give kudos to my co-founder at Red Maryland, Brian Griffiths, who broke this story over the weekend. It's an interesting race. I think the chances, you know, there's one time in the English language where fat and slim mean the same thing. It's right before the word chance. I think that's what we're talking about with Manning here. There is name recognition. There's a certain, you know, celebrity and interest factor into Manning get into the race. I think actually beating Ben Cardin is you know nearly impossible for anybody, frankly, in this cycle. But it'll be an interesting race. What's interesting is after Manning announced, the Washington Post asked some groups you think would be natural allies, and they all kind of demurred and said, well, we don't know who we're going to get involved with. Always reminded me of the old Rush Limbaugh maxim, you know, they're liberals first. So I don't think Manning's going to get much institutional support. Certainly does have name recognition. A lot of that's negative, of course, because of, you know, Manning's conviction and release of classified documents and all that sort of thing. So I don't think there's much chance of Manning winning. It'll be interesting to see how serious that campaign is and how forceful it's going forward.
Does Maryland have a strong progressive resistance Antifa type streak running through it, or is most of this going to be just sort of Democratic loyalists?
That's a great question. The fact is there is a streak going on. I don't know how much it can overcome kind of the old line machine Maryland politics. I think there's more of an issue in the governor's race. I think a guy like Ben Jealous is better able of capitalizing on this than someone like Manning would be in the Senate race. To your point, though, the Gonzales poll, one of the numbers that jumped out at me recently was they asked Democratic primary voters, likely primary voters, what the number one issue in the governor's race was. And 41%, far more than any other issue, said the number one issue in the governor's race in Maryland was getting Donald Trump out of office.
Wow.
So that tells you how kind of, you know, Trump derangement syndrome has set in the Maryland Democratic Party. So, I mean,
that's right.
To your point, there's some derangement there. It might help Ben Jealous. I don't know if it gets Manning over there.
Maryland is nothing if not interesting when it comes to its politics. Greg Klein, thank you, the co-founder of Red Maryland, redmaryland.com. Thanks, sir.